This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:08 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. First up today, we are exploring what it means for a political party to have a mentor and whether there's value in it. So this is coming for a very specific reason. DAP veteran Lim Kit Siang has officially declined the role of party mentor. You may remember that he resigned recently resigned from politics and then was offered this role and has since announced at a dinner event hosted by DAP leaders last night that he had said no and conveyed this decision to Anthony Lok.
Yes, so from the ashes of this decline rises the story that we're doing today. Whether there is actually value in this notion of an elder statesman, an elder politician, staying on as mentor, right? For what it's worth, in this particular case, Lim Kit Siang has extended his full support for Anthony Lok's leadership as the 6th DAP SecGen. He's also said, though, that he's not going to participate in future parliamentary or state assembly polls. And that comes on the wake of a very long career with the party, right? 1969 to 1999. So I think there's some interesting things to look at, because this idea of a mentor staying on, particularly within the national Malaysian context, may not always sit very well. I don't think we have the best experience when it comes to leadership and letting go in some ways. So I can see why perhaps the system of mentorship may not be something we'd be wholeheartedly up for. That said, I wonder whether there are ways in which it could be useful.
It's an interesting conversation because it really depends also on what it is that you value from the politician in question. So you used words like elder statesman. I think in the case of Lim Kit Siang, there's also a huge groundswell of long-time respect and support that has been accorded to him for his role in Malaysian politics as a whole. He has been around for a long time, and for that reason, he has also participated in a lot of really major turning points in our political history. And so from that point of view, of course, there's a lot of wisdom to impart. Of course, there's a lot of things that could be said, a lot of experience that can be shared with younger politicians. Now, conversely, you also have this hue and cry over why is it that we keep seeing older party leaders dominating conversations when it comes to what parties are going to do? Where are the young and up-and-coming leaders? Are they being given enough space to actually expand and to take that role in some ways that's going to be vacated by older people as they retire? And so I think those two things don't have to sit uncomfortably alongside one another, but at the moment they often do, particularly because, as you said, we don't really have a good example, a proper system, a proper understanding of what this could even look like. And now in the case of DAP and Lim Kit Siang, we're not going to.
Yeah, because what does a mentor mean, right? And those can mean many things in many different contexts. Does it mean someone who's there strictly in an advisory? Yes, advisory yeah. capacity. Or is it someone who's going to shape things, who's going to override your ideas? And this is something we've heard, right? Like, I know better. It's something that I think societally, we do have issues in terms of authority and how we... There's an almost inherent need that age equates wisdom, therefore you can't contest them. So it does get a little complicated when we say mentor. What does that actually mean, I think, is what it comes down to.
Also, when that person holds an outsized position in reputation, because if for a long time he has been the face of the party, someone that is very closely tied and associated with, then can he say things and be seen as it not being party direction, right? Mm. So I think things like that are all part of the conversation when we think about what it means for somebody who has actually resigned and retired from the party to say, yeah, but, you know, I'll stick around, which, for the record, he's not doing. So again, Lim Kit Siang has turned down the role of party mentor, but it got us thinking, what would it mean for a political party to have a mentor? Is there value in it? And that's the question we're asking you. Do you think there's value in political parties or politicians, young politicians having mentors? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Senior Fellow at Ilham Centre. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about political mentorship, right? The notion of a political party or even younger politicians having a mentor. This comes after Lim Kit Siang has declined the role for DAP. And we'd like to hear from you. Do you think that there's value in political parties or young politicians having somebody play this role of mentor? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And joining us now to talk about this is Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Senior Fellow at Ilham Centre. Dr. Hamidin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, yeah.
Let's start with this. What do you make of Lim Kit Siang turning down the role of mentor for DAP?
I think, first of all, I think this is a very good precedent given by Lim Kit Siang to turn down as a mentor position in DAP. Obviously, I think he gave a lot more trust to the young to have their own experience and also to make their own judgment on the political scenario in Malaysia. Having said that, I think what Kit Siang did very much a new trajectory in Malaysian politics compared to other older generations of Malaysian politicians.
Do you see him still being a political force in Malaysia despite retiring?
In Malaysia, politically, culturally, I think the power in politics always comes with a position structurally in the party position. Without that, I don't think Kit Siang can be a force to be recognized in terms of the political milieu. However, I think as a respected person, I think he will continue to get respect outside or also inside the political scenario. But to say that he's going to be a force, I don't think so, because I think he's out of the structure in the political party, especially the DAP now.
So I feel like we hear this term political mentorship every couple of years whenever a senior politician talks about retirement. And have we seen political mentors actually play a role in the Malaysian landscape in the past?
I think this is interesting. I don't think in Malaysia we have. We tried to do that, I think, during the Mahathir period after he just left. But I think it didn't last. Officially, I don't think any political party have that recognized that position officially. I think the first will be by DAP to recognize Lim Kit Siang as mentor. But in our neighbor Singapore did practice that, put Lee Kuan Yew as a mentor minister. But I think the political culture Malaysia and Singapore is totally different. Even I think when it comes to the DAP, I don't think it's going to be a wise decision to appoint Kit Siang as a political mentor, because I doubt that will be very much accepted among the young in Malaysia.
You mentioned Lee Kuan Yew, and he really is the most obvious example, right, of this minister mentor in Singapore. What kind of impact did that have?
Well, actually, this is interesting. Some people say minister mentor is very much where a government or the leader, current leaders, only go them as a reference or get some advice. But I think it's going to be very difficult to dissociate any decision-making, big decision-making, from a mentor, meaning he still pull, people know that he still pull the plug and he's still kind of the one that making all the decisions. So I think the words mentor can be misleading in that sense. He's very much the one that people can interpret that as someone that really don't want to let go of power. That's what happened to Kuan Yew to some extent, when people see that he still have a grip on Singapore even after his official retirement.
So we've been, I think, circling the point that perhaps it was wise in some ways for Lim Kit Siang to turn down the post. But in your opinion, is there actual value for political parties or younger up-and-coming politicians in having a mentor?
Yes, I do believe it is a very important culture to be practiced in Malaysia. But mentor must come from within the structure itself, meaning there must be a seniority, that there must be a line within a structure of the party, for example, where the older can groom and teach and also give experience, teach their experience to the younger generation. This is where mentoring, I think, is important in that sense. But once the person's retired, I think he should fully retire. Yes, as Kit Siang said, it's almost impossible for politicians to fully retire from politics, but at least from decision-making or any structural position in the party, he must be no longer have any say on that.
And this is, of course, coming as more and more people are calling for younger, fresher faces, right, from political parties. Where does this idea of a mentor sit? Is it a little uncomfortable to look at that position?
I think looking at the current situation, I do believe that the young, even though we can see throughout the world, basically, in that situation where the young are very much emerging as new leaders. But looking, we study in most of the culture, even in the West, for example, mentor always be someone that give a guide, guidance, advice to the young within the party structure. I think this is important. Certain political party do create a council of elders and others where they can coach and mentoring the young in their party. For the young, I think it is very important. Yes, they are. When we look at the knowledge and how knowledgeable they are very much better in terms of knowledge, in terms of technology compared to the young, older generation. However, the older generation have what we call it wisdom, where that can very much give throw a different light on certain matters in regard to a political decision. So with that, I do believe for the young have to accept that they must there is a role of mentor for them in the party structure.
So there are also always these complaints, right, that there just isn't enough formalized leadership training for younger politicians. What would you like to see here? I mean, I think mentorship could be part of that, perhaps, but, you know, what else needs to be there?
I think very interesting question that you raised, Lynn. I think if we look at Malaysia, for example, I always say this, one of the biggest problems in Malaysia is we have no clear, what we call it, leadership pipeline in Malaysian political culture. So we can't see who's who and what's next in terms of political leadership in Malaysia, where I think we should groom in every level to the lower, from the lowest to the highest position in political party. If we look and we look at the tradition of the democracy political party system, for example, if we take the British system, there is a clear kind of cadre and leadership training pipeline where you can see leaders groomed, being developed from one stage to another. So with that, I think Malaysians, we haven't really built that structure. I don't see any political party that have. Maybe the closest is DAP who have that kind of, we can see that the young are coming. But within that, I think we didn't see a very clear framework. For example, what A should do when he is in the lower level of leadership, for example, or in the district, in the state, and in the federal level. So with that, I do believe it is about time for Malaysian political party to change the culture and create a good political structure where they can allow development of leaders from every section of society.
And how receptive do you think our younger politicians might be to that process?
I do believe for the younger generation now, they are very much open, one. Secondly, I think the political customs and culture begin to change slowly with the young, where you can see there's more open when it comes to political structure. If you look at the Muda, for example, how Muda carry out their decision are totally different compared to many others old political party. So with that, I do believe for the young to be more receptive towards the idea where this political pipeline, leadership pipeline, should be practiced by the political party.
So, in closing then, as political leadership changes, how can a party ensure, you know, a continuity of ideology, a continuity of drive?
Yep, this is interesting. Yeah, I think it's go back to culture. In Malaysia, basically, if we look, our political drive is very much driven by two things. First is party itself, and second, personality. We are not very much strong by ideology per se. Yes, ideology is there, but normally it's very much tied with personality. And then this is what I think why I do applaud Kit Siang's decision to not to take a mentorship, because I think he, if he stay, he will build a kind of a personal cult in DAP. So with that, I think it will give more towards the developments of ideology, values of the party. So with that, for political party to survive, I think what's more important for them is not the personality, but the values and ideology that means being ingrained among the leaders and among the members. Yeah.
Dr. Hamidin, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Hamidin Abdulhamid, Senior Fellow at Ilham Center, speaking about the role and value of political mentors. And this is coming as DAP's, or rather as Lim Kit Siang, said no to being that person, to being DAP's party mentor. And we've been asking you, do you think that there's value in political parties and younger politicians having mentors, right? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
In Malaysia is a well-paid post created as a golden handshake upon retirement. Right off the gate, cynicism.
Fair. So yes, cynicism, but yes, also fair. And I think that it's especially true when the role of mentor is ill-defined. And that seems to be the big thing here, right? Like that when we use the word mentorship, none of us have the clearest idea really of what we mean beyond, oh, we'll have a wise older person kind of imparting the hard-earned experience and knowledge. But in what form, in what system, you know, how much sway will they have? These are things that are as yet unclear, and therefore opening the door for this sort of comment, which again, fair.
Yes, and I think, let's see, we have a number of thoughts that I think circle the idea of what exactly it means to be a mentor, right? So Shamil says, I think it's better to have an old mentor rather than having old politicians who don't know when to step down. But not to have any is much better.
Haha, Shamil yes. adds. I think that, I can see the value of that, but then of course you could ask the question, and I think Lee Kuan Yew here is somebody who has to come up in this context, because after he stepped down and played the role of mentor minister, I don't know how many people actually thought that he had let go.
Mm. No, I that's actually the example that I think exemplifies, in some ways, depending on what you think politics and party leadership is, in some ways, the best and worst of the situation, right? He certainly provided continuity. He certainly provided very strong guidance, always had something to say. But on the other hand, it also means that you're not letting the next generation of leaders sort of carve their own niche or walk their own path.
And I suppose the problem here for many of us is that we are unforgiving of political mistakes. And I don't want to stand here and say, yeah, you know, politicians should just go around making mistakes. Not a problem. I don't mean that, but I do mean everybody makes mistakes and everyone learns from them. And therefore, if you constantly have a guiding hand, somebody saying, I wouldn't go there if I were you, because that's just not going to work. That does not actually create a sense of independence or of somebody forging new policies or perhaps even correcting old policies if they wanted to. You know, there are all these things that factor in. Jimmy says, maybe Lim Kit Siang rejecting the mentorship is a sign of wisdom. I do think it's time for a new or fresh mindset in the Malaysian political scene. Just look at China. All retired premiers stay retired. And I mean, sure, but you also have some presidents who are determined to never retire.
Yes. So, there is that. Yeah, there are ways in which you can do this without necessarily having to become a mentor.
That's the thing.
We have Fazli saying, age doesn't always equate wisdom. Our current mess is because of the so-called wise elders. They should stay out and let new untainted ideas from new leaders have their chance.
So I think that this is something that we hear a lot. And all I would say is, do we think that younger leaders coming up in political parties are, and I'm quoting Fazli here, untainted? Because I think that a lot of the issues that we see, and in Malaysia in general, you know, there is this constant push and pull between party loyalty. And I'm talking about this as a voter, right? Whether you vote as a party, vote for the party, vote for the person. And there's this constant push and pull between personality politics and party politics. And so in this context then, do we really think that younger leaders, even as they're emerging, even as they might have great ideas, are not going to be affected by the problems that beleaguer their parties? Because I think that that's not necessarily what we see.
And I think the reason this conversation is difficult or uncomfortable is because it takes place in a very different way in settings that are not politics, right? Because in the corporate sector, for instance, there's actually a lot of value placed on people who have been around. I mean, there are structures or systems put in place where we can consult or we can have them on as mentors in some ways. And the problem is that putting it under the umbrella of politics adds in the legacy, which I think makes it a little more difficult to talk about, because I certainly don't think we can wholesale say all new ideas are good or all old ideas were bad. The problem is finding what works and how to make them fit.
So we're talking today about political mentorship, whether for parties or for younger politicians, and whether there's value in that. And this is coming as DAP veteran Lim Kit Siang has declined the role of party mentor following on his retirement from party leadership. And basically, do you see value in this, right? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back for your messages after the 5:30 news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.